I'm home now. I'm good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
What a big, what a big, what a big, what a big.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbean, Butterbean.
The Diva Squad, Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey,
hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Hey, hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
And it's Smoke, Miss Smoke, Miss Smoke, Miss
Smoke, Miss Smoke. IDGYABA. Yeah, in the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad because they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, there's place in the bands, I'm coming out like.
I'm coming out.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio. Love, fan, 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 the Diva Squad.
Divas, Miss Mo Better, Ray Queen, and Storm are in the building. What's going on,
hello,
ladies? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, ladies.
We are here, alive and well, yes.
Hello. What's going on, folks, tonight? It's you know what? It's so humid. We're right now, I'm like sweating like it's 90
for
degrees
real?
Or something. Oh, my God, yes, it's disgusting. Anyway, welcome to the Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. This is a place where we open the platforms where we discuss grown and sexy topics. This is an adult show, so we do promote adult callers, 18 and older callers. However, sometimes there's younger callers, younger listeners in the room with their parents or whatever, so we try to keep a civil tongue over here. So parents, you use it at your discretion whether you want the kids to listen into the show or not. We are not licensed psychologists over here. We are not here to fix anybody, but we'll try to support you if we can. We go on strictly opinions over here. Everybody has a right to their opinion. So that's how we do over here. We just discuss stuff that we see on a daily basis. And we would like for you guys to shout at it with us. Well, on that note, we're going to give a shout-out to whoever's having a birthday, whoever's celebrating a birthday, and all of that good stuff. I think this is Virgo season. I don't know what season we're in now.
I don't know, but it's not Capricorn, so I don't really know.
I was going to say that. After Cancer season, I kind of lose track, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
anyway, happy
Capricorn,
birthday.
So.
To anybody that's celebrating a birthday, I'm like a birthday shout out to my niece Rochelle. Her birthday is today. I know she's celebrating.
Happy
and there's
birthday,
a few other
birthday.
Everybody who's celebrating, celebrate responsibly. You know, turn up, but you know, be responsible about it. If you're out drinking,
turn up,
find your
safe.
Designated driver. Call Uber. So, do you ladies have any announcements? Anything you'd like to give?
No, not really. Just a lot of stuff going on in the world today. Just want to talk about a couple of things and, you know, get everybody's feedback on a couple of things. But no announcements for me. It's been, you know, a great week so far. Hard week, hustle hard, you know, new little situations coming up and stuff. So it's going
okay.
good.
Okay.
Can't really complain about nothing. I'm tired.
Yes.
I had a headache. But I'm ready to be the squad tonight. I'm just saying.
I hear that. I know I had a headache too all day, but that's just woman things, you know, stuff we go through. But
I want a whole life ache. I want a whole life change.
You got a life ache. You got... Ray, you are a mess. She said, I got a life ache. Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Goodness gracious, I just need to switch lanes for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
We open up the lines after we get our topics, but there was someone that was holding before the show even started, so I just want to bring it on real quick, and then we'll, you know, continue on as well. So just hold on for our first caller on.
All right.
Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm Bernice from New York, and I just wanted to know where y'all was airing from, and I'd like to give y'all some support and a listening ear.
All right, Bernice.
Thank you.
Welcome, Bernice. We appreciate that very much, indeed.
And
we got Bernice from New York, folks, on the line with us tonight. Welcome, Bernice. Thanks for calling in. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Hopefully you'll be able to stick around for the show. You know, we're about to give out the topics now. We usually give out a couple of topics, and then, you know, once us divas discuss it, then we open up the floor for everybody else to have their opinion, you know. So if you just stick around, it'd be greatly appreciated.
All right. Thank you.
So tonight, I want to start, and this might seem a little irrelevant, but I think the two will connect to what our main topic is tonight. But this one topic where over in England, Prince Charles's son is not allowed to, kids in kindergarten and preschool, they're not allowed to have best friends. Now, they don't, when I heard that, I said, what? It's going to be hard to do that because kids cling to other children. Number one, that's going to be very hard. But anyway, they say they do that because they don't want any other child to feel left out. Like if you have two
too, or you know, kids hanging out, somebody else might feel left out or whatever. I say, listen, you put them all together and, you know, have them, you know, have everybody interact together. Do activities and stuff where everybody's involved. Then you probably will eliminate that problem, you know. So just as the teacher, don't you single anybody out. The kids are going to do what they're going to do anyway. So we know that it's hard to keep a child's attention and stuff like that. You know that. So, but I, when I heard that, I thought that was cold. But that's leading up into our main topic where, speaking of, her name is Kanika Jenkins from Chicago, Illinois, was found dead in a freezer in a hotel in Chicago. Now, she was a 19-year-old girl. She went to a party at a hotel with alleged friends, you know, had a hotel party, and the video is viral. And there's actually a new video that came up showing the girl, you know, in the video.
Oh, yes, a
new video came up today where somebody else took it from another angle, and they showed the girl leaving out of the room with whoever. So it's sad because you're around a bunch of peers that you actually trust. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of these relationships are built from a young child. That's why I mentioned that about the kids having best friends or whatever. Because a lot of people grow up together. We broke bread. We was at stayed each other's houses and different things like that. Our parents hung out and you know, and stuff. And then for you to have this much trust in these people and they actually set you up to be allegedly raped and murdered and stuffed in the freezer. Now, a police officer, well, it has been said that a police officer told the mother that the girl put herself in the freezer. How could he determine that? I'm wondering, what would make him say that she put herself in the freezer? In an area in the hotel where nobody had access but employees. Nobody. It's not like it was an open door or there was any forced entry to get down to the freezer, none of that. He told her she put herself in the freezer. For the life of me, I said either he has something to do with it or they just brush stuff like that under the rug all the time over there in Chicago. Either way, it's a horrible situation. So my heart goes out to the Jenkins family that they have to bury this young lady for something so minute. Now, the story lists that a guy from the text messages and stuff that's been going around that they've been showing that the guy texted her best friend. She said she was having a party and asked her to set the girl up because he felt that this girl played her. So he stated. Now, he asked one of his other friends, did he want to get in on it because he was going to rape her. And he said, name his price. You know? So
wow.
It's just crazy. And they said all of this for $200. So, I mean, it's a lot in the story, different parts in the story that's going around that makes it very confusing. It can be very confusing, but I watched the video. I watched it over and over and over again. Now, the girl with the red hair who the first video actually showed, the girl was crying. You could see her lips, her mouth was trembling and everything. So she's trying to hold that in. So I don't know if she felt bad by what she had already started and it was too late to turn back, you know, in the fear of they might do something to her or whatever it was, you know. And, that, again, that's my take on for what I seen in the video, that, like, she probably at the end, once that sort of started, she felt bad. Now it was too late to turn back. She already knew what was going on. So, if anybody has any opinions, y'all go ahead, because I can just go all day about this mess. Ray?
Yes.
Hello?
Can y'all
hear
me?
I'm sorry. Storm?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh. When I first heard about it, I'm like, okay, let me see what's going on. Let me investigate this and watch the video. But without the comments, though, I didn't know what was going on. But then somebody said to look into the sunglasses, the glasses of the girl that was on the video, and it would show like a few people in front of us. So then I kept watching it over and over and over and over. I haven't seen the second video yet, but I think that is so horrible. Here they are supposed to be best friends, and this girl set this this young woman or young girl up to get killed. For what? What was the purpose? Was it robbery or was it for, you know, like it was only like $200 involved, am I correct?
Right, right, yep. $200.
Really?
And
so here you So here you are about to spend the rest of your life in jail along with these other people who's involved, seeing it, knew it was going on. And for $200? Like, have you all
lost your
ever-loving
life? That can't even
mind?
Get you an attorney.
Like, yeah, they all need spankings. Plus life hung by their toes.
Listen, child.
I'm upset about it.
Yeah, the new video shows somebody else with a different phone, and it shows actually the back of the girl. The room is full of people.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's like, so they had to know. And then the girl, her alleged best friend, stated in the text message, "Oh, I couldn't stand that beef for a long time." You know what I'm saying? And this is that was disgusting. That was disgusting because how do you go about trusting, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
You know, I saw a meme the other day. So I don't remember what it said, exactly, but something about some people who have been claiming to be your friends the whole time, all these years, end up just being haters, just having had followed you just because they're haters and, you know, want to be like you, but pretend to be your friend. And truly, that does happen.
That does happen. Yep. The way their intentions, they have hidden motives. And that's why I always speak about that. You have to be careful. And like you always talk about red flags, too. You have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friend in your circumference, right? You have a friend in your little circle or whatever. And if you go to them, and if they constantly... if you talking to them about something, they constantly have something negative to say about what you have saying, they got something else going on in their head. They have a different agenda. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They present themselves to be very negative, and they'll pretend like they saying it to help you, but they're really hating. They're really hating. But when you're young, you want to be fit. You want to fit in. And the girl's a pretty girl. You know what I mean? You want to fit in and stuff like that. And she probably, you know, the pretty girls used to get picked on. You know, at that age, a lot of the pretty girls got bullied and all that stuff because they were pretty, because of people's jealousy, you know. And it's like I said, what's in your heart? Because that's what's going to be judged. That's what's going to be judged. What do you have in your heart? Do you really, you know, if you're not, oh, goodness, I'm sorry. I just caught a brain fart for that. But what is in your heart? You know what I mean? Like, and again, that's what's going to be judged, you know?
Sad.
So, Bernice, are you still there?
Hold on. Let me unmute her.
Okay.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm at work, but I'm still listening. I got, you know what? I was on Facebook, and you someone tagged me in the post, and I read it, and I said, let me call and just kind of listen. With friendship, I don't mind investing in friendship, and I know we all have our flaws and we're still growing. And in my experience, if me and you are friends and you have flaws, I have flaws, but we're willing to, like, you know, discuss, because there's all kinds of relationships, you know.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, a girlfriend. And I have a girlfriend, and it was a slow process because we both come from different backgrounds, and, you know, we both had issues and trust issues. So, but if I'm willing to invest and she's willing to invest, you know, I'm 57, so there's some investment. You know, I'm just not just going to jump up and be somebody's friend. You know,
right,
I can love you from a distance. I can love you from across the street. I can love you as a neighbor. And I can have love for you, but I'm talking about that personal relationship where I call you and, you know, I'm trying to grow in this area, or you see flaws and you could tell me about it without me, you know, flying a coop. I love friendships. I'm really a guarded person, really, really guarded. You know, I come from incest and, you know, a lot of trials and tribulations. So I'm just starting to let people come in, and God has been blocking some people away from me, and I don't have no problem with that. But the ones that are in my life, the ones that are in my life, you know, like I with grace and mercy, I give myself to them like I would give to my mate. Now, I don't mean sexually, but I'm just saying I give, you know. But I'm kind of like listening, and there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good information that you're talking about. I look forward to hearing from y'all again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
We definitely appreciate your feedback and stuff like that. And like you said, Bernie, what you can do though is since
you are at work, if you press the one button.
More question.
Go ahead.
I want to know one of y'all's experience with friendship. You know, with friendship. How does that pan out for y'all? You know, because sometimes we meet friends and we know. I want to hear from you guys.
Okay, well, I'll go for that one.
Oh, go ahead.
My circle is extremely small. A lot of the friends that, like, I would tell anybody, like, I had when I was younger, I don't have those anymore. You know, now pretty much the friends that I have are my family. You know, it's like the Diva Squad. You know, it's the females that you're talking to right now who is like, those are family to me, you know, and not just on a business level, but as a friendship level, you know, and a sisterhood level as well. And I have, like, one other friend that's actually my friend. So that's all I have. And the reason it's like that is because sometimes when you meet different people, they're in your life for a season, or they're those people who always say they want you to do good, but then you always hear something that you told them and you confide in them, they confide in somebody else. So me personally, I keep my circle nice and small. It's nice and tight. I don't tell people what I don't want. You know, I only tell you what I want you to know. But these ladies here, I can tell them anything, and I know it's not going to go anywhere. So I only have, like, four friends, I'm just saying. So
I know that's right.
I might not be the right person to get that, you know, opinion. But that's my opinion. But you guys can go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to, you know, hear from somebody. You know, it's always good to hear other people's experiences, you know?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I know in my experience, I don't have a lot of friends. My circle is kept very small due to the fact that a lot of my, you know, prior friendships growing up have backfired on me. I'm going to give an example. I had a really good friend. I used to mentor her. I used to pick her up, take her places, feed her, bought her clothes, and even gave her a place to stay. And she had, you know, I even cried. We cried on each other's shoulders and all, and, you know, was there for each other. Anyway, long story short, she ended up sleeping with my husband. Here I am thinking we're good friends, and, you know, we knew each other for years. I'm talking years. We knew each other's families. But I always felt like she had this funny twinkle in her eye, and I never got it. I never got it. For some reason, I just felt she had this funny twinkle in her eye. I never got it until I found out that she ended up sleeping with my husband. So she apparently had ulterior motives because, you know, the whole time when I was dating him and, you know, all those years, you know. So, I mean, I don't trust anybody, you know, and I really trusted this girl. We were really, really good friends. I really trusted her, really, you know, did a lot for her and even cried on her shoulder, you know, about my problems. And so, no, I don't trust. My circle is very small, just like the Jesus Squad and maybe one or two other friends. I trust no one. My guard is definitely up. Yeah.
But, you know, the hard thing about that is a lot of times you don't really know people until after you've dealt with them for so long. You understand?
Yeah.
And you have to see so many different instances. Like, you know what, this person, and like you were saying, Bernice, I thank God, because God has his way of, he'll block those people from you. All you got to do is ask him, and he'll do it. You know what I mean? And it might seem hard for us at the time, but then you looking like, I thank God for, you know, for blocking that. He was doing me a real favor. And that's why I always say, I'll take the favor over money any day. Because
absolutely,
You do. You have those people with hidden motives. And the key word in that is hidden. That means you can't really see it yet. You'll have to play something out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And what that old saying say, you scratch a lie, you find a thief. You set them up with a lie, and then you see how. Dustin. I got that. That is an old one, and that's the truth. You know what I mean? You can set somebody up with a lie, and you'll see where you can see where that person is. Especially if you already suspect them to have some kind of hidden motives, and you can tell because some people start acting sideways, start acting real extra, like out of nowhere. You're not answering
red
my calls. You're not texting. We usually talk every day, and you automatically just fall back. We talk about everything. Now all of a sudden things have changed. That's a red flag.
I never paid attention to those red flags. I ignored them because I was in denial.
Yep.
Oh, no, she ain't looking at me crooked. She's not acting like she's not listening to me when I'm saying this. Or, you know, I never paid attention to all those red flags, quote, unquote, that twinkle in her eye. Didn't pay attention to it.
Yep.
I want to thank you for being so vulnerable to express that experience. I had the same experience, and I was traumatized. I mean, really traumatized. I kind of checked out.
Yeah.
I started trusting. I ain't trust y'all.
It happened.
It was.
Yeah.
I'm just starting to, like, you know, recover from that. I was able to write about it in this issue. I wrote about it. Somebody asked me to share that experience, and I did. And that's how a lot of the healing came up, you know, besides going to therapy. But I had that same experience. I was hugging this girl and, you know, giving her a hug when I see her. We wasn't friends, but we stayed in the same circle. And every time I would see her, eventually, I have a strong intuition. It was something, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And then, you know, I was one of those people that looked through my husband's phone and, you know, did all of it.
I did that too, Chad.
Yes. Been there, done that.
I think we all have that intuition. You have that feeling when something. Let me tell you something. I was sharing a bed with a man that was getting up every morning. I'm like, wait a minute, you don't go to work this time of morning. You getting up every morning and had a whole different life going on with another woman. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't black out on her, but I tell y'all the truth. I played it real cool with him, like I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just started being petty. I started doing petty things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
and you know what?
And I just say, God, I don't want to be that way because that's not me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the bad thing about that is because I've asked God to remove him from me before, and I took him back. God did it. He did it.
Yeah.
I asked him. He did it, and I went against that, and then it was no good. I was miserable. Miserable.
Yep. God made you pay for it because you asked.
He sure did.
I helped you out
in this situation before.
Yes.
You went back there?
Yeah.
Well, what happens now to you, you're on your own with it.
We're going to bring on two callers, Divas. Dave and T, are you there? Dave and T?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Divas.
Hey, Twisted.
Hey.
Hi, Dave. Are you there, Dave?
You hear me? I'm here.
Okay. Welcome. It's been a minute. How you guys doing?
Can't complain, baby.
Listen, I know that's right. I can, but I ain't.
I'm not
you know,
either.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
tonight
I
we're speaking about
one thing.
Yeah, we're speaking about tonight. We're talking about the situation with Kanika Jenkins from Chicago.
Oh man!
And that's the girl that was found in a freezer. And you know, and how do you go about trusting people that you know, that the betrayal and stuff of her, the people that she trusted, you know?
You know what? Honestly, like, that broke my heart, like, because of something her brother did. Go after the brother. Honestly, at the end of the day, we'll never know the real story of the whole situation. That's the way I feel. But if it was about the brother, go after him. Like, that was so, so disrespectful. Like, I don't even have any words. Like
a lot of times, that's true.
And there's so many different stories. Like, you know, you don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
You don't know who to believe.
You were
because,
saying something?
Yeah, I was just asking the brother. I didn't. There's so many different stories. I didn't know what she was talking about as far as the brother.
Exactly. No, they had said it was something that the brother had did, and one of the guys that he had, whatever, I guess betrayed or whatever, was in jail. So these other guys came up, and they paid the girls $1,300 or something to bring their sister in.
I didn't hear that story. Wow.
Yeah, well, what it was, I was on YouTube last night. And like you said, they got a million and one stories out already. Like, you don't know what to believe, if that was the honest God truth or whatever. But whatever the situation was, the child did not deserve to be dead today.
That's a fact. And you know what? It's crazy because over there in Chicago, it's rough over there. And this didn't just start. It's been that way, you know. And it's like it seems like it's getting worse. Like is the mayor reaching out to, like, the National Guard? Go to a national level now. Don't be afraid to lose what kind of endorsements and funding that you're getting. Reach out to a higher power now to get your stuff straightened over there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know,
it's rough
like
over there in Chicago.
I don't care where you are at the end of the day. Nobody deserves to die over BS.
That's a fact.
I mean, like, if I snitched on you or whatever, take it out on me, though.
And
like,
then
if that was the case, go ahead.
And then to have it, you know, you're incriminating yourself by, you know, there was a few people now from what I'm hearing. Their video cams on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, cold-hearted. Who are the parents of these young children?
True.
Somebody needs to be checked on this.
Because that guy broke it down, like, and once he broke it down, you could hear her saying, help me. I feel like they had drugged this child by then. Because it was another scenario that the girl was on e-pills and drinking and all this and all that. Like,
well, they all were in there drinking and smoking and all of that stuff. Because
when, again, the first video,
you can hear the guy talking to her. He was like, he's like, oh, you having a good time? She's like, no, I'm having a good time or whatever. And then he was like, all right, chill, whatever. And then he was like, lay down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Why would she lay down at an alleged party?
You tripping?
Just one at a time.
Well, see that tripping came from that guy. He said, "You gonna ride with me?" The guy asked the other guy, "You gonna ride with me?" He was like, "You tripping?" So I guess because they allegedly took the girl's mother's car back home. She had drove her mother's car there, and they took the car back home and parked it at her mother's house.
Wow. And like I say, the dead man can't talk, you know.
I just hope there's some kind of justice that served in this case. It's horrendous, it's disgusting, and it's just, you know, it needs
somebody
to really be, you know, these people need to be checked.
I agree 100% with you. Like, I mean, you know, I can't even imagine.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Dave, be back as well.
Yeah, I was just kind of waiting until, you know, you guys understand what you have to say. If you just give me a second here. First and foremost, excuse me?
No, I was going to say, you know, we could talk all night, Dave, so go ahead, just jump right in.
Okay. First and foremost, I just want to thank those who reached out because, you know, I do live in Florida, and thank those who reached out to make sure that everything was okay on this side, and both immediate and extended. The second thing is just in reference to the story that is being discussed, you have Adam and Eve, who had two boys, Cain and Abel. And as we know, Cain killed Abel. Are we going to blame Adam and Eve for Cain killing Abel? So when we ask about the parents of these children, we can teach a child when he's young where he should go. When he gets old, sometimes he departs or he detours and he goes different ways.
Right.
As a parent, we cannot be responsible for that because at the age of 18, 19, depending on where you are, you're considered an adult. And and as such, you make adult decisions. She was 19, from my understanding, and she made a decision to go out with her associates because friends don't do that to friends.
That's fact.
So she made a decision to go out with her associates. Unfortunately, parents know the difference between good and evil, and they try to teach the children the difference between good and evil through past experiences. Now, when we explain to children who they should see, who they shouldn't see, things that you have done and things that didn't work out for you, children tend to say, well, you're old. What do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they don't know that things go around 360 degrees.
360.
Even a square is 360 degrees. An oval is 360 degrees. A rectangle is 360 degrees.
Because it doesn't matter the shape. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the shape. It's just that the media, social media, and everything else have these kids believing that they know better than those who came before them. And they're making some bad decisions. They're not only making bad decisions when it comes to associates, but they're making bad decisions when it comes to their personal health and putting themselves at risk for these things to happen. Now, if you have the understanding of how this society is right now, this society is not your friend. So you have to guard against these things that are coming at you from all sides, both from your associates and from the upper echelon, which is from the higher powers. These things are not being recognized by these children, and they are constantly getting themselves in situations that they shouldn't be. Now, I'm sure when she told her mom that she was going somewhere and ended up somewhere else, had she told her mom the truth as to where she was going and what they were going to do, I'm sure the mom would have said, then you're not leaving this house, you see. So at the same time, we can be responsible for our children, but as adults, they have the final say in a sense of where they're going to go, what they're going to do, and what they're going to get themselves involved in.
That's true. But the thing is, that not going to arrest the parents for anything, but you go speak, because what we're trying to figure out here is what type of relationship they really had. The girls, that is. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you had a room full of people. You know what I mean? You had a room full of people. And I'm sure, I don't know if you saw the video, but most of those girls in there look underaged. They look like they were underage, drinking, smoking, doing whatever. Now, you can't get to them. You go to speak to their parents, not to say to arrest their parents or anything like that. It's just you speak to your parents, and you have the parents bring them forward. Because their faces are all over, so it's not like they don't know who they're looking for. Their faces are all over the video, because I seen
it. Come out.
Oh, and that's what we meant. I know that's what I meant by going after the parents. Not to arrest the parents, because like you said, once you don't ever say what your mate and your children are gonna do when they're out of your presence, because you don't know. You'll be a fool to say something. Oh, I know my man won't do that. Or I know my child won't do that. No, you hope they don't do that. You understand what I'm saying? But like you said, you raise a child, you try to teach them right from wrong, and hopefully when they get adults, it'll go with them. But a lot of times it doesn't work out that way. I'm sorry.
Let me just add a little bit of information to the story that I have. Apparently at 3:00 in the morning, the young lady was seen walking towards the gentleman in the front at the hotel, the concierge or whatever.
The concierge.
She was seen walking towards the desk, right? The reception at the desk. at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now, from my understanding, one of her friends actually works at that hotel.
Yes.
The other thing is, if you do a Google search or do your research, that very same hotel was involved in several body parts trafficking.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? Yeah.
Sheesh.
So, Google it, do some research. You'll see that that very hotel was involved in some body parts trafficking in a big way.
Wow.
So there's some situations that's going on in this story that is not being told up front.
So it's like a cover up going on. Well, we already know that it is a major cover up going on because ain't nobody telling what happened to this girl. And it's sad, you know, that people really do that too. We'll kill you for your body parts.
Right.
Oh, my God. What's the day, Dave, do you know the name of the hotel offhand?
Rosemont. It was Rosemont.
Rosemont?
Yeah. Rosemont.
Yeah.
Rosemont Hotel, I think it was.
And they keep saying Chicago, but the place is like 30 minutes out of Chicago. So I'm not sure.
It's out of Chicago.
Yeah, I think it's, they keep saying Chicago, but from my understanding, it's 30 minutes out of Chicago. So I'm not sure what the situation is.
Well, yeah, that's what they had posted.
But you also heard the girl telling the one boy, to park in the parking lot. She told him it's exactly, go in the parking lot.
I heard that part.
You already knew what it was cut out for. And, like, the part that where they said the girl was saying, help me, that's when the music came up. The music was going up and down, up and down. Now,
I was wondering what was going on.
Think about that, yeah. She was saying, help me. But when he said, help me, that's when the music went up louder.
I had a friend that actually called. She called one of the girls. They had her name and stuff and her phone number. My friend called her, you know, and she didn't know Kanika from a can of paint. But they had the girl's number posted online. They had her phone number posted up, and she called the number. She said the girl acted just like if nothing even happened. She said she blacked out on the girl. Like, y'all know what's going on. And the girl hung up on her and wouldn't answer the phone again after that.
That's so sad.
I'm sorry. It's so sad. And to sit and to think of, like, okay, educating your kids on the associates, the ones who are fake friends, the ones who say that they're your friends and they got your back. They really don't have your back, you know.
Right.
And to me, that's like so much educating because you actually have these kids who are actually jealous of your kid. So they
try
to befriend your kid. So now it's just,
exactly.
I think we have to continue to educate our kids, you know, on what's going on. Because this is crazy. I'm sorry. This is so unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and don't.
Nothing for nothing. Storm, Miss Mobetta, and Ray Queen, and Dave. Like, if you look at that child versus, Bernie, if you look at the one that was doing the recording versus the one that died, it's no comparison. But why should we go off of what somebody looked like? Or if I got more dollars than you, or if I got a better place than you, why should we have to go off of that? Like, seriously. And again, like I said,
but they do.
Even if it was not the brother, go after him. Y'all are dudes. Don't do this to this child. She didn't deserve it.
Absolutely
nobody
not.
Nobody deserves to die behind anything. That's my theory.
I don't think anybody deserves to die like that anyway. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Well, you know,
I don't think anybody deserves to die like that, period. I'm
no,
sorry.
They don't.
My worst enemy. I wouldn't wish that
on anybody. That was torture. It was torture.
Here's an interesting story. The kids brought some friends home, and they came, they, you know, they partook of the home and everything else, and then they left, right? Now, after they left, the kids came back and said, you wouldn't believe what they said. I was like, well, what did they say? They said, before they even came in the house, they said, were your parents white?
What?
And, yeah, they said, are your parents white? And the reason they asked that was because when they saw the exterior and they saw the where they were living, right away they assumed that their parents had to be different than being black, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that to say this. That spawns forms of jealousy as well. When people see you living a certain way, that's why sometimes you don't bring everyone to your home and you don't partake everyone into your
I agree.
Space.
I agree 100%, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what? I was talking about that earlier, about giving people the benefit of the doubt all the time. Nowadays, people are cut from a different cloth. You got to, we ain't giving it, I'm going to doubt you from the beginning and worry about it later. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So like, I'm going to call a spade a spade. If I watch you and I watch the way you treat other people, like I deal with it every day at my job, I watch how you treat other people, okay? I watch how you talk about other people. I'd be a fool to think you wouldn't talk about me the same way.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
you. I'd be an absolute fool.
You better believe
that you wouldn't talk about me like that. The same way you talk about each other, you would talk about me too.
Yep.
That's a fact. And like y'all say, that's why my circle is very small. And a lot of times you'll see me out by myself. You understand what I'm saying? You'll see me out by myself because of that. Like, you know, first of all, I don't need a bunch of people to enjoy my life. I don't. I do. I pretty much get along with folks. That's not to say I don't get along with people, but it's just when it comes to intimacies, that stuff is not shared with everybody. You know what I mean? So I think it's just better that way because you just it's less drama. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So if I want to do a lot of talking and all that stuff, I'll just go live on Facebook. That's all.
Right.
Facebook Live, and y'all know how I do.
Yes.
You know, the other thing is this. Me personally, my life is like a pyramid. When I initially started off, the bottom of the pyramid is very large, very wide. And that's because you're still part of the world, you're still in it. And as you change your vibration and as you change your frequency, and as you become more aware of self and your surroundings and everything about you, you start to elevate. And as you elevate, that pyramid gets small at the top. And that means the people that are not in that frequency start to fall off. Up onto the point where you get to the very top, and it's just basically you and maybe two others at the top. And once you get to the top, that's why the eye is separated, because now you're looking back and saying, wow, look at the difference now between where I am and where I came from, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So as you elevate, as you change your vibration and your frequency, you just think people start to fall away. You say, what happened to such and such and this person? It's not what happened to them. It's just that they weren't on the same frequency as you, you see. And you find yourself just, you start to attract the same people that are on the same frequency as you, and the people who are not, they start to fall away. That's how life is. Life is like a pyramid.
So sometimes they're there for a season, too. You know, maybe that's
a blessing or a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. Is they either there to teach you something, or they're to bless you with something. You know, and that's really cut to the chase. Like, it's either you are or you aren't. You know what I mean? There's no real in-between. It's a black and white situation. You know what I mean?
Storm, do you know someone named Cassandra Storm?
Cassandra? From where? I know a couple people by that name.
From your place of employment?
From my place of employment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have to say no.
Okay. Okay.
No, I would have to say no.
Yeah.
All right, carry on. Just different. Yeah.
But anyway, it's just, you know,
look,
you have to know your circle.
I'll investigate for you, though.
Oh, no. She's one of the supervisors
all right, but
or
y'all
managers
about to continue this
facilities.
Conversation in the inbox or something.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
Wow.
Dave?
I said she's like a supervisor or manager at one of your facilities up there in Long Island with the kids and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
It could be at the one next to us. But we'll continue later. Miss Mobetti's over.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to put her in a pocket. She's out of pocket.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I'm already outside in front of your house.
That was for you, Dave. That was for you. Catch me outside.
But at the end of the day,
you have to know your circle. You have to know your circle and pay attention. And just don't allow people to play you so close. You know.
You're right about that.
Yeah, because people will. Once they try, if you like just meeting somebody or whatever and they're trying to get all familiar and all of that stuff, then, you know, you have to pay attention to as little as their conversation to see how they're speaking about other people. You know
right.
what I mean? And if they are your friend or whatever, and you see them and they're constantly speaking negative about other people, that means you're negative. To always just sit around and talk about negative people and stuff like that, they bring that aura to you. Even if you're not that type of person, but if you're around them all the time and this is what they do, that aura comes to you.
But I also know who your friends and who are your associates.
Yeah, true.
Devil, get back, Devil.
Yeah. You know, because everybody that you call a friend is not a friend.
What is a friend, really?
Exactly. Exactly.
What is a friend, really?
You got a point there, Storm.
But
that's why
I have associates.
I don't have friends.
Like when we speak and we educate our children, you know, and ourselves, what are we telling them as far as friends are concerned?
Right. A lot of times we're not. It just naturally comes at some point. Sometimes we don't. We don't sit around and tell our children, like, oh, well, this is what a friend is supposed to be. You know what I mean? A lot of times that just plays out on its own. Again, like I said, you see how when people are children, they automatically adapt to other children naturally because they're on the same caliber. You know, they're naturally on the same caliber. They're the same age, the mind frame. Everything is the same with them. You know, so we don't really, a lot of times we don't teach them. We don't teach them. We allow nature to teach them.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm one that, like, because we've had a couple different issues with, like, some of my daughter's associates and some of the people who claim that they're her friends, we sit and we have these conversations as far as, like, different things that'll happen. And, like, she'll say, Mom, but I thought we was cool. Like, I know we had a problem, you know, not realizing that you might dress different, you might do things different, you might hear different, you might talk different. But automatically, someone that you were cool with back in middle school isn't going to be someone that you cool with back in high school. You know, when you enter into that new season and that school is bigger and everyone's different and, you know, everyone's trying to be more mature, so to speak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So some people change, you know.
Environmental change.
But sometimes it's not even a change for you. It could be a change for them, and it doesn't mean that they're hurting you. It's just this is something that they feel they need to do. So I tell them, listen, you came in this world by yourself, you're going to go by yourself. You don't need to sit here and deal with all these different people, and there's so many opinions and their attitudes and stuff like that. Who cares? At work, I'm like Evel Knievel. I say how I feel. I say what's on my mind. I leave it at that. When I punch out at 4 o'clock and I go home, listen, if we happen to talk on a book or talk on a phone, that's one thing. But if not, okay, the next morning I'm still going to come in and do my job. I don't have to go, you know, drink with you and have a good time or whatever with you for you to make you feel like you're my friend, because in all reality, you're not my friend.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, it's a business relationship. We're doing business here. You know, we're conducting business on an 8-to-4 shift or a business on a 4-to-12 shift or a 12-to-8 shift. It's strictly business.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing personal. And I feel like as the kids get older and they start to become teenagers, so to speak, and it's unfortunate that this girl was 19 years old and before her life could even start, it was cut short.
It was over.
Probably by something stupid at the end of the day. But guess what? All the messages that I've been reading online, the screenshots and stuff like that, none of it makes sense to me. None of it makes sense to me. It's so many different people with so many different comments and so many different things that they're saying, but all reality is, will we ever know what happened to this kid?
Right, right.
Will we ever know? Someone's going to snitch on somebody regardless if you ask
me. Oh,
of
course.
Yeah. You find that weak link, and they're telling on everybody, and I think that's going to be soon because this story is just so viral. It's so viral now that everybody's going to be afraid. You know, and either those guys are going to be threatening those girls or whatever, like, y'all tell we're going to kill so-and-so. You see what happened to the girl, the same thing can happen to you if you tell. But like I said, I want to see this unfold before it reaches first 48.
We passed the first 48 right now. I'm just saying. I was doing my homework, Diva. I was trying to listen.
That's true.
It happened a few days ago.
Like,
I was trying to do my investigation. I was trying to figure out if I could put two and two together and, like, crime scenes and stuff like that, you know. But in all reality, I got stuck with so many different messages and stuff that's being said, and one person saying this and this person saying this, and that their names and stuff aren't even their government names, it's nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I said, you know what, I'm going to sit back for a minute, give like a couple days, I'll give it a week top. Somebody's going to be arrested for this.
Somebody's going to jail.
Of course. Somebody is. I just care.
You know what? I pray they do, because that was horrible and it was unjust. It was just unnecessary. You know what I mean? It was very unnecessary.
That's providing the right person is arrested and goes to jail. But all
right.
These different scenarios, who knows?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's true. And a lot, we know the jails are loaded with people that didn't do it. We know that. But, you know, you have that concept of no snitching and different things like that. And, like, okay, you say no snitching, but what if that was one of your family members? What would you do?
Well, I'm going to tell you, even if I want, for me, I feel like anybody that was at that hotel that night should be held accountable to me.
Everybody.
It doesn't matter if you weren't the person that put her in that freezer. Everybody that's there should be held accountable to me. Everybody deserves some type of punishment for something. You were there. You knew what was going on. When something went on, you didn't get the help. You didn't find out what was going on. If you didn't know, I'm sure you heard it because everybody else heard it on the video. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And they're in a room. People are talking about it. Everybody should be held accountable. Everybody should get some type of punishment. And you know what? That'll be lesson learned for you. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care
right.
who kid it is.
Yeah.
You was there. Somebody's dead. Someone should be held accountable. And guess what? If y'all don't want to tell on each other because the snitches get stitches, then all y'all go to jail together.
Yep, then everybody go.
I agree 100%.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I agree 100%. And there's an audio that a technician, I don't know if you guys heard it, but there's an audio, and he siphoned all the excessive noises and stuff from the audio. And
that's
what
it
was. Down to, you saw that?
Where the girl was saying, help me.
Well, there was another one.
Wait. Just hold on. Go ahead, Dave.
There was another one where the friend was saying, she's in there getting raped. And the other girl says, I told you so. Did you see that one?
Wow.
Then they opened her and they said, I told you so.
I told you. Mm-hmm.
Right, like I told you. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's when she was calling, help me. And the ugly girl kept turning up the music like,
I've seen that
when the kid talking about Dave.
That's why I agree with Storm. Listen, guilty by association. If you were there and you claim you don't know what's going on, no.
You
guys are going up.
Yep. Yep.
I'm guilty to me. I'm sorry. Everybody, whoever's there, go to jail. I'm sorry. Again,
exactly.
Yeah, and they all know. They all know what was going on, too. So, You know, even if y'all seen it go, if y'all seen him, even if y'all didn't see him actually kill his girl. And because there was one story where they said the girl had a heart attack while the boy was raping her. This is the, another story that I saw. You know, so with so many different stories going around, you know, but again, if these detectives and stuff was doing their job, y'all going to hit them all up. Hit them all up and don't stop until you get an answer.
Right. That's right.
Don't
now,
stop
exactly.
until you get an answer. If that was drugs, they wouldn't stop.
Now, look, there's one thing I do want to say, right? I don't know if you guys seen this picture. I don't know if you guys seen this picture, but there's one thing to me that people do is, you know how when someone passed away, they put the wings, they put the dove wings on them? They put a picture of her with the shortest pair of Poom Poom shorts I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Wow. Oh, God.
With some wings on her.
I saw that.
Now, out of all the pictures you could have took of this 19-year-old child, that's the picture you put up there.
Every picture they put up of her has short shorts on. Most of the pictures have short shorts.
Come on. Then don't put up a full body picture then.
Don't put up her face.
You open the door for all these people to come in with their comments about how she dresses, what she could have had on that day. Why do that?
It doesn't matter.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is by you posting up pictures like that, that gives more people more time to say, you know what? Hey, look what she has on. This is, you know, you don't want people to do that. God forbid it happens to anybody else. Please don't put no full body picture of no Poom Poom shorts up there where if the child bends over, you can see all her behind cheeks. Don't do that.
Because you know what's going to happen, Storm? They're going to start judging her for that. They're going to judge her for that. That's what I said.
It doesn't matter what she had on. Like, at the end of the day, she just still didn't deserve to die. I wouldn't care if she had on a birthday suit or a bra and panties. She didn't deserve to die.
That's a fact.
But you hear what you said? You don't see you and we on this line. We don't. But guess what?
Yeah.
When someone dies, there's always that one person that wants to pick apart the bad from that person. Anything that they could dig up, they're going to dig up. All the negatives, they're going to dig up every single piece of negative that they can. I'm just saying, don't give people, don't give them ammo. Don't give them a reason to put up all that negative stuff up there.
I agree.
It's just a sad situation. Anyway, right. Jonathan Divas, we time is of the essence, and we come to that portion of our show where we normally go around and each person gives their feedback on tonight's show, if you have any final thoughts or whatever. And we're going to start off with our first caller. Ms. Bernice, are you there?
Yeah, her call dropped. I know she said she was at work.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we thank you, Ms. Bernice from New York, for tuning in, and we hope that you continue to tune in every week. Dave, are you there? Dave?
Yes. My only comment is that I hope scenarios and situations like this can be a lesson to those who are actually living that life and who's going through the same situation and scenario with their associates, so that they can actually be aware of their surroundings and who's actually there for them and who's actually against them. Because this can save someone else's life. Even though it took someone's life, this in turn can save somebody else's life.
That's the truth, Dave. That's the truth. And that's really in a nutshell.
Ms. T.
It's like the government name.
I know, right? Watch your surroundings, because everybody say that they're your friend. At the end of the day, they're not your friend, honestly. Like, just be safe. Be careful of everything of your surroundings. And I pray for that family. I pray for Florida. I pray for Texas. And it's not easy to deal with certain situations. And that right there with this kid, I feel sorry for the whole family. Like, but I hope they get justice. And God bless everybody, even all the ones, all of us on the line.
Yes,
oh,
indeed. God bless you too, Twisted
T. I'll go. I just, you know, I'm not even going to repeat, but I agree with Dave. I definitely second what he's saying as well. You know, it's definitely been a rough time, you know, for everyone. You know, Dave, we're going to continue to pray for you and, you know, everyone that's affected in, you know, in all the areas and, you know, the Atlanta, the Florida, the, what's it, Puerto Rico, you name it, anywhere that's affected
Cuba,
by Irma.
Bermuda,
Jose. You know, whoever's, you know, affected by this terrible storm, you know, we're praying for you guys. And if there's anything, of course, that we can do, you know, on behalf of GQ Palace, please don't be a stranger. Please reach out to us and let us know. You know, we're definitely here. You guys know, you know, we're all family here. And, when, you know, you guys are in pain. We're in pain as well. So we're definitely praying for everybody that's involved. Just my other thing is just keep your kids close. You know, keep your kids close. Communicate with them. You know, try to make sure that you know what's going on and try to explain that difference between a friend, you know, an associate, or try to explain the situation of putting yourself in unsafe situations, you know. Stay away from the hotel parties because guess what, go down a hotel party. You see what I'm saying? It's like there's a reason why you're not having a party at your house. There's a reason why you're not having a party at a relative's house. These are all red flags also, and I feel like we have to make sure that we teach that to our kids, you know, and at the same time we explain to them, try not to put yourself in a potentially harmful situation, a situation that could go left, or you're there by yourself and you don't have anyone that doesn't have your back. You know, just make sure that we, you know, make sure we keep our kids aware of the situation, communicate with them. And I think communication is definitely the key. So praying for everybody that's involved, praying for the family, you know, rest in peace, you know, and may the person or the people in general as a whole, may they all be punished for what they witnessed. You know, guilty by association is what you are.
There you go.
Amen. In a nutshell,
thought storm. Everybody needs to be punished.
Yes, indeed. It's on you. So what you gonna do? Hey. Yeah. Yes, and storm pretty much sums it up for me as well. You have to really know your circle. Teach our children. You know, teach them about self-esteem, about not giving up yourself just to fit in. If they don't like you, then you don't be around them. So, you know, but again, you have to know your circle. Pay attention to how people speak and how they act around you. And then you go from there, you know. And on that note, I'm chucking up my deuces. Who ringing it?
I know that's not me.
If it ain't Jesus, let it ring.
Tell him how he is.
Exactly.
It ain't me.
Well, first and foremost, we know I must give it up to God because I just always do.
Without
and that's
him,
just how I
no
do.
Us.
There is no us. Exactly.
There's
so, a big shout out to GQ Palace and our CEO and our executive. We love y'all. Continue. Just keep on keeping on. We love y'all. My sister Divas, I love y'all. Awesome show
love
tonight. All of the callers and all of the listeners, all of our fans, Miss Bernice called in tonight. Thank you, Dave, T, we thank y'all. Awesome show. Train up a child in the way that you would have them. And little to nothing, you know, that will go wrong unless it's something that's out of our control. Definitely keep your kids close, like Lavina, like Miss, I mean, seriously, this is all too often, so much is going on with today's youngsters, and, you know, it's just so sad. I mean, I can go on and on and on, so just definitely keep your kids close and teach them how they need to be taught. I want to say one thing really quick before we go. With the storms that was going on, I work for nursing homes and rehabs, and unfortunately, there's a nursing home that
is suffering from the aftermath of the storm that, whose feedback is that?
Oh, sorry.
There's a nursing home that's suffering from the aftermath with no, you know, no electric, no air conditioner, and it's 90-something degrees outside. So imagine how hot it is inside this nursing home. Now, this nursing home is right across the street from a hospital. There are people dying in this nursing home because there's a list of priorities that the hospital was put on. So the electric company, before the storm, made sure that this hospital was equipped with lights and electric. And here we are with the nursing home that's right across the street that nobody, you know, deemed this nursing home to be on the priority list. There are people dying. 8 people so far have died in this nursing home, which still has no electric, no generators and nothing. So, you know, prayers going out to those, you know, in that nursing home that are suffering and that are still dying because they have no light, water in the building and no electric. It's just bad. So with that being said, to all... definitely please tune in next week, same time, Wednesday night. If all goes well, God willing, we will be back that night. And we also have a Friday show, Storm. Would you like to
have no Friday show?
We have a Friday
show.
No Friday show. It's not this Friday. Yeah, there's no Friday show this Friday. So the only show is next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. And, of course, you know, just come hang out with us. Diva Squad in the building.
Okay.
Have a blessed
all a good night,
everybody.
God bless everybody.
Hershey kisses fall the ground you walk on. If I never